like every year, things that have so many elements of tzar and tzara come out, everything in Klal Yisrael that's wrong, that's bad, in Ruchnis and Gashmias, come down to Churban Beis HaMikdash and to Golus. We lose a lot of times the understanding because of the, we lose sight of the of each tree because of the forest. And therefore, picking a certain nekuda every year to focus on, especially, is gives us a shahar to look at the other things. I'd like to be mizbonin a little bit in the pasuk in Eicha. Bochoy sifke balayla, Klal Yisrael cries at night. Either a tzivui or it's a description of the situation. Dimos alechya, the tears stand on the cheeks of Klal Yisrael. Ein la menachem, there's no one to comfort her. The yichud of night to crying. The yichud of why it is especially at night that Pchia is royal. In days of Simcha, Yom is the day of Simcha. The Iker of Simcha is always be Yom. In Pchia, Laila is the Zman of Pchia. Rashi brings the Gemara that it says that if somebody's Boicha Balaila, Kol HaShemea Koyla is Boicha Imoy. At night, if you cry, others cry with you. Pashut Pshat is because it's noisy in the daytime and your cry is not heard by other people, so it doesn't, so other people don't cry along. But I'd like to think about it. I'd like to be Zibayna in the Oymik, that of Bechias Laila. Why it is that the cry at night resonates, and the cry at night is something that causes Bechia universally. Reb Tzadik says that the mitzvah of Krishna, the mitzvah of Kabbalah Zomach Shemayim, is twice a day. Shachov Kumecha. Duf Kumecha is easy to understand. Person goes out to work. Person goes out to the world. He's got chiyuvim. He's got isurim. And he needs to be mekabel on himself to do the right things. So a person starts his morning. The ufkumecha. The ufkumecha of the morning is when he's ready to do, he has to harness it to Malchus Shemayim. That we understand. What's b'shachbicha? Tzadik's not mayrich on it. Try to say it, the hezba. It's his hezba, really. There is to act al pi Hashem. There's to do. There's not to do. And then there's the etzem metzias of a person being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that the person has the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with him, that's v'shachtecha. It's much deeper than ufkumecha, because ufkumecha is all about doing actions, activities, and we attribute it, we ascribe it to Dvar Hashem, Tzivui Hashem. B'shachbicha is when the person is with himself and the awareness that there is an other. That's the Kabbalah Zomach Shemayim of B'shachbicha. Kadosh Baruch Hu divided the Bria into two chalakim. In Baruch Hinafshi, we speak of Toshas Choshech, Viloilo, Bayirmos Kochaisiyar. You have a Malchus of Yoim in the Bria, and that's the Zman when an Adam is Yetzil Fa'oli. Darkness is not the absence of light. It says Toshas Choshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then drives a person back home. Ad Kan Olam of Asiya. Now be. The Chayesot Teref are outside to force a person back into his Dalat Amis and focus on self. Imagine the following scenario. A person Lo Aleinu becomes an almana or an alman. It's a tremendous tzar, tremendous sevel. There are practical ramifications. Parnasa, care of children, many, many other inyanim. And a person goes through the day with difficulties. But you do it. And you make the parnasa, you take care of the children, you do what you have to do, and you manage. And the etzim asiya itself is a hasachas das. An oval is asa melacha, and Tisha B'Av, one shouldn't do anything that's misiach das, because a person functions, he functions. It's hard to function. It's difficult to function. But you function. But when the last thing outside has been taken care of, and the last child is asleep, and the person is alone with the walls and himself, there's no place to run. The hollowness, the emptiness, the nothingness. The world of mitzvahs and Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us big world of mitzvahs and Torah. A lot of it we lost in the Churban. And that's unfortunate. We speak about it sometimes, that if we were, Mitzvah Hashem, when Mashiach comes, we're all going to feel like Bali Tshuva. We have no clue of how to do Tyrus and Kachin. It was Roy and Bekoishi now. But be it as it may, there's a world to occupy ourselves of religious activity, of mitzvahs and chesed and Torah and tefillah. And it's really, really wonderful and fine. Person does. But there's a half of Aveda is the B'shach Becha. Half of the Aveda is what a person is not doing, but a person is still. And he needs to start reflecting inwards. And we can't find him. He's just not there. The malaise of our door is that we have so much that we do. A lot of Torah, tons of Hidurim and Mitzvahs. But when we close the door, it's empty. It's hollow. Depression never comes from difficulties. Depression comes from a sense of emptiness. For what? Lemani amal. For whom? And we can't do anything. It's just not. What we do is we try to extend the day and make it longer and lose ourselves more. But because we're afraid to close the door and face our nothingness. Of all the Avodas in Beis HaMikdash, we have seder of doing it. We have a seder of mimicking lefachas with Torah, lefachas with tefillah. And every day we say kir, and we say deshin, and we say tamid, and karbanis, and ketores. There's one thing that I always wondered why we don't have. That's menorah. In the Seder Maracha, it sort of sneaks in, kind of. Why don't we have any zecha, any seder for menorah? Libi Emily, because Avedas Yoim, the Ikra is the Maisa, and that is a zecha. Lefachas neshama parents vaseinu. Lefachas in Teirah Shabbai, Parashat Gaisik Parashat Kabbanis. Even Teirah, which was such a high avoda, it's we do it. Menorah was Davidus Laila. Menorah Ikra was in Davida. When some shits when Raman said the Dishon is the Ikra. The Menorah is the Ha'ara that's there. It's the Shechina that's mayor. When we've done a day of Avodah and we finish it successfully, at night there's a Noyam Hashem Aleinu. There's an Oyer. If we were made of the Neiris, the Ha'ara is Oyla Me'aleha. And now we don't have it. It's dark. It's pitch dark. No sense. David HaMelech, when he was going through all his wandering and through the Midver, and David HaMelech said, Tzom lecha nafshi, kam lecha b'sari, be'eretz tziyah v'oyev limoyim. I'm trudging through a desert, hot, dry, desolate desert. And he's bemoaning when he was chased out, and there's a bemoaning on a physical level and a ruchnistical level, the way we always understand these in Yanim. Came B'Kodesh Chazisicha, I still remember seeing you B'Kodesh. But then he has a pasuk. Im esker chal yitzuai, bashmeres boike egeboch. And Targum Taitis im as in. I remember you when I'm laying at night on my bed, and in the long nights before the morning, I remember you. Yes, when I'm trudging in the hot desert, tired, desolate, pursued, it's tsar, it's difficult. But the memories begin to float up when it's not even that anymore. When I'm laying still, and there was a time when it was a came back Kodesh Chazisicha, when we were together, and it's empty now. And Zelu Maseh, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Beicha Baleilis. It says Sholosh Mishmaras Adalaila. I call Echad Vechad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noheim. Because the chelik of kesher of the bria of yoim, the chelik of doing, the chelik of avoda, it still exists, minute form, truncated form, but it's there. But the lilas are empty, apart, and the zelu maser, to the Bechia Belaila of Klal Yisrael is the Nahimas Laila Nashmeris. David HaMelech, when he described the Laila Beis HaMikdash Ha'oindim Beis Hashem Belailis, there's a Veda B'Yayim, there's a Mida Belaila. And there's even a deeper tsar. And that's the second half of the pasuk. Bechia is also communication. Bechia is communication of a deepest form. And when a person cries out, he's crying for someone to wipe his tears away. It's not a mikra that I happen to be standing when someone is crying, I wipe his tears. The cry is a plea that someone should care enough to put his hands on my face and to wipe away tears and to be there for me. Because at the end, person needs somebody. In that closing of the door and in that sobbing, there's one tsar, because the tsar is most profoundly felt when you're alone. The second tsar is the tears remain on the cheek, because the other one is not. The malaise of our door. As Rav Engel spoke yesterday, when we were turred with the Eretz Oyef, it's Sia B'Limoyim, when things were so difficult, when every drop of kosher and Shemir Shabbos came on hard, we were turred with it. The tears of Mishkachas and the person. When a person's tsar on a nifter, it's two phases. Aninus and Avelus. Aninus, Yesoda, is the person is busy. Yes, the maze is the middle of fun of, but he's busy. Yes, Biyasek and Kvura and a Hespit. Stimus Hagoylo, when the last thing to do is left, is gone, that's when Avelus starts. In a door where the external issues have to some degree subsided, the internal issues begin to well up. And a person begins to feel the emptiness. And we know we're doing the right things. And we know we should be doing it. But it's not. He's not there. And even that tsar of him not being there. Once upon a time I could have spilled out my heart and he'd be wiping the tears away. He would reach out when Shara Demos, and that's also become difficult. A nifta is called a hollow in the Torah, a hollowed out, empty. It's the body, it's the face, it's the hands, but it's empty, it's soulless, and that's our sense of it. Beis HaMikdash was the neshama of the world, was the heart of the world. This is where we felt, this is where we understood. We don't even understand, we think of the Karbanis and everything as being the Ikar in Beis HaMikdash. Do you know what the Ikar was in Beis HaMikdash? A farmer would sit in the Galil and he would farm the land and do the mitzvahs and everything. Three times a year, he would pack his bags and say, I'm going to meet Yeruah. I don't know what those words mean, but Chazal say, Liros or Lisrois. I went, what does Liros or Lisrois mean? I went, I sensed, and I sensed that I was being related to. Three times a year, I reinforced in myself the sense of with whom, lifnei me, ate mitaras atzmo, umi mitareschem. Three times a year, it clicked home. I got a glimpse of it. Shir Hashirim is a song about looking for someone who's not there, but it's someone that you constantly catch a glimpse of. Doidi chamak avar, but he was there. Just a second ago he was there. There's a constant rekindling of the feelings because I catch a glimpse of him. Megillas Eicha, I sit badad. We sit alone. And we know it's empty. And we know theoretically it's supposed to be full, but we've never seen him. And he's never reached out to wipe a tear or to respond in a way. That's the bedidus of all the Doras, because perhaps we're the most fortunate on the Chitzonis, because the day runs so smoothly for us. We have such long nights, such long evenings, such desolate nights, such desolate evenings. I hear sometimes stories, it's Samar Cyrus, on people who are accomplishing Ruchnius and going through very difficult crises. Maybe in the door, that's Ikvas and Mashiach, so we feel the most central Nekud of Churban is pressing itself. Maybe that's the reason why this problem has become so manifest and we're feeling it so intensely. Balayla, in the daytime, everyone suffers his own tsar and sorrow. And everyone cries on his own little issues. But at night, everyone has the same issue. That hollowness resonates across and across, because it's the core of where the tsaris and the tsar comes from. B'choy sifke balayla. The night is when you should sit and cry, because that's when you feel the emptiness. That's when you have the sense of, I'm doing it all, and I'm going through the motions, but lifnei me, for whom, for what? And as those tears of frustration are coming down, the person's left with those tears hanging. And there's not even the other reaching out to us, because it's desolate and it's hard. So the kinnis, I said many times, the kinnis, the nature of people who speak from tsar is that the words, it's not written as an essay, it's written as tsar pours out. That's why not all kinnis can you find the underlying nekuda. We'll try to pick in each one some little nekuda that we can be mispain on, so that we have some sort of nuance in each nekuda. First kina, shesavasuru, many. The it's going on a pasuk. It's sort of a merger of two psukim in the end of the end of Eicha, and he puts it together. Shavas is really the pasuk that says it's in the Shavas Mesoyz Libenu Nefel Eifel Mochaleinu, that the joy in our hearts ceased. And then he goes on Suri Meni Shimunu Oivrai Schiu Mosi Simune Berichavirai, that I've been made into Maos, I've become the pariah amongst nations. I want to touch on an akuda of the Shavas is not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken away Simcha in the sense that he's given us Tsar. The Shavas is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when we stop doing mitzvahs b'simcha, when our mitzvahs lose their cheshik, that's when we become schiyu mos ben agoyim. I want to, it's an akuda that's so, it's so pashut. in a person's actions garners respect from other people. The first and foremost cause is how much the person himself, how the person himself feels about it. If a person is proud with what he does, then people are misyachas to him with respect. Even if it's different, even if they don't understand, but something about the person's own sense of it, it gives away the feelings of how should I relate to it. Something that a person himself does and he himself doesn't respect it brings about derision from others. Does a chassidish yid garner disrespect and lag from Musa'ila? If a person walks in and he has his self-confidence and his simcha, when a person becomes a Baal Tshuva and people in society around him looks to see how to react to it, if the person looks happy with it, confident with it, comfortable with it, it people may be uncomfortable, but it gains respect. If the person himself looks like his kimisha kafal of shed, or like his chasadeya, then it invites chiyumos. The first thing that went, tachas asher levadas Hashem alkecha b'simchov tov levav, because we weren't Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't feel happy. Eating kosher wasn't a prize to us. Ashreinu that we're away from Shek, but it's all done it. Why everything have to keep kosher? Shabbos isn't something that, if a person would say it's Shabbos, the way somebody would say I'm going on vacation to who knows where, if a person would say it's Sukkot, not oh gosh, another 3-day Yom Tov. A person would say it and feel it, it's my once a year trip. This is the once a year Sukkot. Then people would say, oh, sure, Sukkot, I'm not going to, no, I can't, I didn't even know what Sukkot is, but if the person has a simple shal mitzvah, then the goyim, they may not like it, they, whatever it is, but it's not derision. But I'm doing something when it's obvious I wish I weren't doing it. And even if I'm mouthing the right words, but it's quite clear that I wish I wasn't doing it, then people look at me and mock me, and rightfully so almost. So the Shavas is part of it. From when Simcha Shal Mitzvah stopped in Klal Yisrael, we became the Schi and the Mos of the Mesailam. Sakoise Mishkan Mischois to be Rai, Sakoise Vulugi Boy Rai, Safuka from Monday Rai,